Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. I'm super excited because it's the 1 hour of radio that I know you crave every single day, as do I. I'm really excited for today's show because one of my good friends and mentors, Sherman Ragland, will be joining us in just a moment to talk a little bit about the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, his experience in real estate, and some of the do's and don'ts about real estate investing as well. There are a lot of new investors that listen to the show. There are a lot of pro investors that listen to this show. And my objective, Sherman's objective, is to give you the exact information you need to succeed with real estate investing. Throughout today's show, you will have questions for me. So the best way that you can ask me your question is to go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also text ASK to 96270. Text message me your question. I'm here for you. All right, Sherman, welcome to the show.
Hey, Abhi, thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for jumping on. I'm really excited to get everything started. Give us a little bit about your background, who you are, what you do.
Oh, sure. So I'm pleased to be able to be on the show today and share information. I have been in the real estate game for, 42 years. Got my MBA in real estate finance from the Wharton School of Business, got a master's degree in urban planning, and worked for a Fortune 50 company doing a huge land development project here in the D.C. area, and then left there, worked for went in the total opposite direction, worked for a small real estate development company who happened to dominate the downtown D.C. real estate market, and worked there for a few years before I went out on my own. I've been a real estate developer, investor on my own with my own account 25 years.
That's incredible. I mean, I think that's a crazy, amazing feat for the last 25 years to be a successful real estate investor. And for me and a lot of folks listening, they're like, Sherman, how did you achieve that? Like, to be – everybody has their ups and downs, but to be in the business for 25 years, like, what? How did you make that happen?
Well, I would love to say it's been 25 years consistent, but it was just like most folks, sort of, you know, start, stop. And it really wasn't until my youngest son was born. It was second marriages for both my wife and I, but our first child together, she had two from her previous marriage. And there's just something about when, you know, a kid comes into your life, and I was there in the birthing room when he was born, and I just suddenly was like, bam, my life just changed. So I remember going to my wife about 3-4 weeks later, and I just had this deep and sudden urge to finally do something in the real estate space after having, you know, several sort of start, stop. And I remember going to her and saying, hey, honey, there's a real estate conference down in Atlanta, Georgia. It's 4 days. And I just always wanted to be a real estate investor. Would it be okay with you if I go down there? And that I didn't realize it at the time, but that's a big ask. That's a big ask. We, you know, here she is with a 14-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 2-month-old and I want to suddenly take off. And to my delight, my pleasure, she said yes. And I'm a big believer that the guys, if you're out there listening to me and you're married, always ask for permission from your wife.
That's right. That's rule number one, right? Rule number two is don't forget rule number one. I think that's
exactly.
Kind of the name of the game.
Exactly. Happy wife, happy life.
That's
so anyway,
right.
Getting back to your question, that was a game changer for me. Going to a national conference, hanging out for 4 days with people who are like-minded. I know many people on the show have probably read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. They know the backstory about being a part of a mastermind. And there's different kinds of masterminds, but one kind of a mastermind is just getting together on some kind of a regular basis. And I always love to get together at least on a quarterly basis with people who know as much as I do and people who know more than I do, because that's how you grow.
So I completely agree with that. I think when I started to see actually a lot of transformation in my mindset when I started attending conferences many years ago, and I surrounded myself with folks that were doing 10x what I was doing, 5x what I was doing, 20x, and it was so awesome to shake their hands and say, this is where I am right now. How do I get to where you are? What's the path? What mistakes did you make? What do you see in the market right now? What opportunities are hot? And this is where everything's spoken about, right? The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta that's coming up September 22nd, 23rd is by far one of the best conferences that you can attend to get all of that information. It's not going to be a pitch fest. And you get to shake hands with some of the greatest like you that understand, hey, the market has cycles. And where are we in the cycle? And how do we develop that killer instinct to go after deals when everybody's running away from the market? What are some mindset hacks that have proven to be useful for you over the last many years that have encouraged you to keep going even when you sometimes felt you didn't want to?
Well, I'll answer that, but I have to take exception to one thing you said, Abhi. You said that the Think Realty event is one of the best. I'd have to say it is the best.
I was counting on you for that.
The best. The best. And just as a case in point, you know, not only does the market have cycles, and I think most people sort of have a gut understanding of that, but the market also has niches. And there's riches in niches. As a quick example, there's a guy I've been following for years, past couple years, who's been doing some stuff in assisted living, and I get a chance to actually meet him at the Think Realty Conference, and I think it was the one, was it Atlanta? It may have been Dallas, because I go to all of them now.
Yeah.
And as a result of just spending some quality time with him off in a corner, after he spoke on stage, and then afterwards he just sort of went over, got a cup of coffee. We just had a cup of coffee together. I made the decision earlier this year to get into the assisted living business, and I got to tell you, there are some phenomenal profits turning single-family houses, three-bedroom, four-bedroom, five-bedroom, single-family houses into assisted living facilities. Now, it's not for everybody, but you want to talk about 10X. How about 20, 30X your income?
That's
by
right.
Simply taking a single-family house and putting folks who need some kind of level of assisted living in there? And I learned about that. I'd heard about it, but I didn't really learn about it until I went to the Think Realty event and sat with a guy who's the national expert on the topic.
Yeah, I think you're referring to Gene Guarino with Assisted Living Academy. He is, and he's been on the show, I think, maybe twice now. And every time, I mean, Sherman, let me tell you, every time I have the opportunity to interview Gene, like, my mind is just blown every single time. And if you want to meet him in person, it's going to be only at the Think Realty Conference and Expo. He's going to be in Atlanta. It's going to be a blast. And you're emceeing the Atlanta Conference, which I'm super excited about. The energy that you bring to the stage is so much fun. Tell us why Think Realty, and tell us some of the things that you'll be doing as an MC.
Well, you know, the theme of the Atlanta Conference is Think Purpose. Think Purpose. And as you said, it's September 22nd, 23rd at the Westin Buckhead in Atlanta. And it's all about how do you get your head in the game? Because you get your head in the game, the money will follow. If you get your head in the game, the money will follow. But first, got to get your head in the game. And we've got 40 exhibitors are going to be there in the exhibition area. We've got 9 educational breakout sessions. We've got some phenomenal keynote speakers. And the networking, just the honest, have a chance just to meet your peers, meet folks who know a little bit more than you, maybe meet some folks who know a little bit less than you, but folks who are just right in your own backyard doing what you want to do and can explain to you, break it down for you over a cup of coffee or over breakfast or over lunch. It is just, it's priceless. It's absolutely priceless.
One of the, I remember I went to the Think Realty Dallas event, and this was last year. And like you, I go to all the Think Realty events. It's so much fun. And I met these folks out of Memphis, Tennessee, Crestcor, Douglas Skipworth and Dan Butler. And I believe Dan Butler ended up winning Multifamily Investor of the Year, I think. Mm-hmm. And this was last year for the Think Realty Honors Awards. And what was so much fun was that conversation with Douglas changed my life. You know, changed the way that I look at single family rentals, the way that I look at multifamily. Subsequently met him again at another Think Realty conference in Irvine. And it was just, it's now a family of folks that you can connect with and you know you can go to every single time for advice and information. When we come back, Sherman, we'll talk more about the Atlanta conference coming up September 22nd, 23rd. For those of you that need, y'all just need to get out here and attend this conference. Register, go to thinkrealty.com and get your tickets. Show up and we get to meet you, and it's going to be a freaking awesome time. And you want to meet Sherman too. His handshake is so powerful. You feel like sometimes you're rattled to the core. It happened to me when I met him, and then we ended up having dinner. It was the most amazing time. Think Realty Nation, head on over to thinkrealty.com, register. Sherman and I will see you in a sec.
Join Think Realty radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar, and I'm joined by the MC for the Think Realty Conference and the Expo in Atlanta, Sherman Ragland. Sherman, welcome back.
Thanks, Avi.
All right. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about why Think Realty, why Atlanta, why you as the listener should come join us. And I know, listen, you might be listening in California, might be listening on the East Coast, West Coast, wherever, and you're thinking to yourself, well, gee whiz, you know, I ought to start networking with the right type of people. And let me tell you, the Think Realty conferences are the conferences you must attend. Sherman, you'll be emceeing. It's always fun to watch you MC. I love your energy in commanding the crowd. And I think the last time I ended up on a table somewhere and I'm like, hey, pick me. It's so much fun just to kind of see you in your element. Tell us a little bit more about the Think Realty Conference.
Well, Think Realty Conference is a great place to network. And as you said, it doesn't matter where you're from. You don't necessarily have to be from Atlanta. I've been to the one in Dallas, been to the one in Baltimore, been to the one in Atlanta. Haven't made it to the one in California yet, but that's on my list of things to do for next year. But it doesn't really matter because if you think about it this way, there's about 28 million real estate investors by almost every study that you look at that people have looked at, you know, independent real estate investors, people who invest directly in real estate. It's about 28 million of us. And when you stop and think about it, with the exception of your show and the Think Realty website, very few places can you go to get information. So there's a lot of independent thinkers, a lot of independent minds out there. And when you come together with somebody, if you just pick up one technique, one little sliver, one little thing that's going to boost your income, it's well worth the effort to make it to get out there and come to these kind of events.
And like I mentioned just before the break, it's the one conversation, it's the one handshake, it's the 5 minutes that you spend with somebody that can absolutely change your life. So I'm excited
Absolutely.
About it. Big call to action here. Go to thinkrealty.com and register for the Atlanta event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sherman and I get to meet you. We get to shake your hands and let's share some stories. At the very least, you'll get to learn a strategy. We'll get to shake your hand, get to know you a little bit better. And network, because that's what it's all about. Sherman, let's talk about the hotel that you're doing in Baltimore, from a two-bedroom bungalow to a how many room hotel? It's crazy.
So we're doing a hotel in downtown Baltimore, and I was very, very fortunate. We have been talking off and on with a group called Choice Hotels out of Rockville, Maryland. They're the third largest hotel brand in America. So folks like Comfort Inn, Comfort Suites, and some of the other major brands, what they call limited service. So they don't tend to have big ballrooms and they don't have big events, but they have really good high quality rooms at a really, really reasonable price. And we'd been talking to them about the possibility of doing something with them, and finally we found the right opportunity. So we were going to just do one little sort of 80-room hotel, and they really convinced us after we started looking at the market data that it really made sense to put two hotels in one location. So we've been negotiating with a piece of property that's owned by the city. It's in a major, major cross-section of town, not too far from the convention center, not too far from the Inner Harbor, and we're really excited about it. If you'd asked me 17 years ago after I'd done my first legitimate real estate investment deal, I bought my first house probably about 25 years ago, but it took me a little while to get around to actually becoming an investor. My very first investment deal was a two-bedroom bungalow just outside D.C. in an area called Capitol Heights. I bought it for $24,000 and put about $7,000 into fixing it up. And if you'd have said to me back then, hey, Sherman, do you think one day you'll be doing a hotel in a major city in America? I'd be like, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Right.
But, you know, here we are. And it's like that, I don't know if you remember that old Christmas TV show that comes, the little tabletop characters, and one of the lines in there is that you put one foot in front of the other, right? You put one foot in front of the other, boop, boop, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
That's real estate investing, you know? It's just like, just get started. Get that first deal done. Get that second deal done. And before you know it, you're just walking down this path. And when you look back, you're like, wow, I've come that far? You kidding me? Wow. It's cool. It's good stuff.
It's interesting. Even when I look at my journey with real estate investing and where I am today, I just have to laugh sometimes. I never envisioned being the host of Think Realty Radio, nationally syndicated, yeah. and now being able to offer experts like you, your thoughts, your strategies, and even some of the mistakes and successes that I've had, yours as well, and being able to share those on a platform. And like I said, it really is one step in front of the other. What are some markets that you're keeping your eye on across the country as potential investments, or maybe even in the Northeast?
Well, I'm a hyper-local kind of guy, and I think I'm a hyper-local kind of guy for two reasons. One, I'm highly, highly risk-averse, so I don't like taking chances. I'm one of those kind of guys that, you know, I want to be able to count my chickens every night before I go to bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a general rule, I don't tend to go more than 90 miles outside of where I live, and I'm very fortunate because in the Washington, D.C. area, 90 miles from where I live is just about 30 miles north of Baltimore to the north and just about to Richmond, Virginia to the south and out to the eastern shore of Maryland and out to West Virginia. So it's a pretty wide swath, but if I ever had an issue with a property or ever had an issue with a property manager, I could be there and be back home in time for dinner. That's sort of my core philosophy. I know other people think differently, and I think everybody sort of has to figure out what their own strategy is going to be, but that's really my strategy. Having said that, some of the what a lot of people have called in the past B-tier cities, you know, like Memphis.
Yep.
And Memphis is red hot right now. A lot of folks coming out of New York, a lot of high-paying, good quality, high-paying jobs coming down there. So that's a hot area that I think if I were an out-of-state investor, I'd probably be paying close attention to. A lot of the stuff in the Sun Belt area is really, really hot. And I have sort of an inside theory. I've noticed of those people who do invest outside their region, outside the area, and we have a lot of people in my group, in my real estate club, who do invest outside the region, they tend to go to places where Southwest has flights. And I started noticing that about 10 years ago.
That's interesting.
And I started noticing that. I was like, you know what? Southwest spends a lot of money before they open up a hub. A lot of money, right?
Yeah.
And they must, and they're a lot smarter than I think I will ever be. So if I were going to invest, I would probably look to see where Southwest Airlines either has a pretty good concentration of flights or maybe is even increasing flights, because that's probably going to be a pretty good B-tier city or B market to really think about investing in. Because at the end of the day, it's jobs that drives real estate. If jobs are increasing, real estate is going to increase in value. If jobs are decreasing for whatever reason, you're going to have a tough time as a real estate investor. So
that's
if
right.
Southwest is putting in hubs to move more people there, they probably know something that I don't know. And I'll piggyback off of their market research rather than spending my own money.
That's right. Because you know they're spending millions of dollars in market research. Is there is Southwest the only airline that you track for that? Or are you also looking, say, at American, at Delta, Spirit?
You know, I don't. And all due respect to you folks down in Hotlanta, because I know Delta is your hometown
hey,
airline.
I'm just saying, right? Like, I'm just saying.
but if you look at sort of the two airlines, three really, the three airlines that have really had their act together for the past 20 plus years, it's Southwest, Virgin. And I can't think of the name of the other one, but it flies out to Hawaii. It's not Hawaiian Airlines, but it flies out on the West Coast. And
yeah, yeah.
Everybody else, if you notice in the airline industry, everybody else has been playing catch up to Southwest for the past 25 years.
Yep, that's
so,
right.
So, you know, in its heyday, back when Robert Crandall was running American, they
yes.
were the cat's meow.
Yeah.
And then Delta was really sort of famous because Delta overpaid their pilots. And I used to like to fly Delta when I would go back and forth because I'm like, hey, I want to be on a plane and the pilot's making 20% more than the guy in the cheapo airline.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, you know, ever since deregulation of the airline industry back in the 80s when Reagan was president, Southwest is the one that's really been kicking butt and taking names. So I kind of look to them as the beacon of who's doing it right. And so I would say I would look to Southwest, but maybe not so much the other airlines.
Yeah, they definitely have their process mapped down really, really tight. And that's one of the things that I appreciate about Southwest, especially as a real estate investor, because you know what? Systems are everything. All right, we got to go to break. My guest, Sherman Ragland, and Don't go anywhere. ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Hit play. Click on play on some of your favorite episodes and ask us a question. You can fill out a form right there on the right-hand side. And I love answering questions, and you know that. More with Sherman when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Yeah. Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Golhar. My guest today, Sherman Ragland. He's going to be emceeing the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd, 23rd. And if I tell you one thing about Sherman, it's that his energy is off the charts. If you're just tuning in, you'll know what I mean in like less than 5 seconds. So make sure that you come out. He gets to shake your hand. You get to shake his hand. And of course, mine as well. I'm going to be there too. Don't forget about me. Sherman's like 8'5" and I'm 3'2". So you're really just kind of looking for the fastest person there. That's going to be me. If you're looking for the tallest person there, it's going to be Sherman. You can't miss the both of us. All right. That being said, Sherman, welcome back. Let's talk about money and real estate deals. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Money's my favorite topic, you know, because I got my master's degree, my MBA in real estate finance.
Yeah.
And that was that, and that's how I wound up really getting my first job in the industry, working for a Fortune 50, actually a Fortune 25 company. Xerox had a real estate division, and they picked me up to be their CFO. And so I'm always a big fan of money because, you know, when you think about real estate, most people will not take action. When you stop and think about it, most people will not take action because the thing that scares them the most is, oh, shucks, if I actually get somebody to accept my offer, where am I going to come up with the money? And even though you can do deals creatively, nothing down, no money down, and in fact, I wound up co-writing a book with Robert Allen, who was the king of nothing down investing, and after we had co-written the book and it went number one on Amazon, I pulled him aside and said, okay, Robert, tell me what the real scoop is on nothing down. He said, you can do it, but if that's the only tool you got, you're really missing out on the ball game because yep. sooner or later you're going to have to learn how to come up with money to do deals. So I strongly recommend that everybody who is thinking about coming to the Think Realty event down in Atlanta, come because you're going to meet folks who, in fact, have money. You're going to meet folks who can show you how to get the money. And in fact, we recently signed up to be a correspondent, an affiliate of a group called Lima One Capital because they have a program out there that allows you to basically buy a property that needs some TLC and do what would normally be financed by hard money lenders, but then turn around after you finish fixing up the property and immediately convert it into a 30-year mortgage so you can keep it as an investor, convert it into a 30-year investor loan so you can actually keep it as a rental. And I think anybody who's serious about real estate investing, you can do fixing and flipping, you can do bird dogging, you can do all the other sort of related services, but at the end of the day, if you're not owning some real estate, somewhere along the way, owning some real estate, you're going to look back on this period of time 10, 15, 20 years from now and go, gee, why did I flip everything? Why did I fix and flip everything? Why did I wholesale everything? I should have kept two or three of those puppies for myself because they're just such great cash-flowing animals. And the reason why most people don't do that is because they don't know how to get the money.
So let's talk about that strategy for a second. Flipping versus buy and hold. And I don't necessarily think it has to be versus. I think you can do both at the same time. But for those that are only focused on flipping and they're not holding onto any property, is that dangerous? I mean, should that be considered to be dangerous?
I wouldn't necessarily use the term dangerous. And while I do agree with you that you can be a wholesaler and you can be a buy hold investor at the same time, you can't do it with the same deal. And I can tell you, there's many a property that I fixed and flipped. I rehabbed it, sold it, that when I drive by it today, I'm like, why did I sell that one? I should have hung on to that one. I got one property in particular that's in a part of town, part of D.C. called Old Town Alexandria. And if I had held onto that property, one of my very first deals, if I held onto that property, I'd be coming up pretty close to paying off the mortgage. I could probably Airbnb that thing and generate somewhere close to $5,000 to $10,000 a month positive net cash flow. And every time I go by that part of town, I try to figure out a way to avoid that part of town because I'm like, I don't want to see that deal. Why did I sell that deal? So, in any event, if you're just starting out, the smartest thing you can do is connect with a more experienced investor and look over their shoulder.
Yeah.
And if that particular investor is really good at fixing and flipping, then that's what you should do. And then at some point, you want to get into a relationship where you're actually wholesaling deals to investors because that's a great way to get mentoring for free, quite honestly. If you come to me and say, hey, Sherman, you're an experienced investor, can I buy a cup of coffee? I'm probably going to, quite frankly, blow you off. But if you come to me, hey, Sherman, I got a couple of deals I'd like to sit over a cup of coffee and talk to you about, I'm going to be like, yeah, let's go have some coffee now. Tell me about the deal. So the deals are really the currency of relationships when it comes to real estate. The better you get at finding deals, the better you get at understanding what a deal is, the better you get at recognizing deals, the easier it is to get into a relationship with a more experienced investor who'd be like, yeah, tell me about what you got. Having said that, at a certain point, you do want to keep some of this stuff, And again, the biggest stumbling block for most people as to why they don't keep it is because they can't figure out where to come up with the money to keep it. And I think that's worth studying at the same time that you're getting started as an investor.
And it's also worth going to the conferences, especially Think Realty in Atlanta, because you get to meet these folks one-on-one. You get to spend time with them in person, face-to-face, instead of on the phone or instead of on a chat bot somewhere online. And then they get to know who you are. Like you said, This is a relationship game. And the way that relationships are built are handshakes in person, great conversations with a deal and a cup of coffee.
Absolutely. And the financing side of the business, quite frankly, is the one part of the business that's always changing. There are money providers that are going to be at the Think Realty Conference who, quite frankly, we're not in this part of the game. They may have been doing large-scale, you know, commercial properties, and now they've decided to do single-family houses. But single-family houses and single-family house financing has become red hot just over the past 7-10 years. So now's the time to be figuring out where and how you're going to get that money, and you're going to find and build those relationships at the conference.
Just as much as we as borrowers need lenders, lenders also need us, right?
Like there's, sure do.
It's one thing to have $20 million to deploy on a monthly basis. It's another thing to have $20 million to deploy with the right borrower. So convince a lender, convince somebody with money that you have a good deal. And guess what? You become besties almost immediately, assuming that you can prove everything else about yourself is true.
Exactly.
And that starts with attending a conference. And that starts with going to thinkrealty.com and registering for the Atlanta event. So, Sherman, we have another 2 minutes before we have to hit the power play with my good buddy Greg Rand. Give us your top tips for new real estate investors getting into the game.
Well, I think I just gave it, so let me just sort of go back over it again. If you're new to the game, the smartest thing you can do is get into a relationship with a more experienced investor, especially in your own backyard. If you can't find someone in your own backyard, then great. Find somebody who's cross town, cross country will talk to you. But the bottom line is get into a relationship with somebody who will show you how to do it. As my dad said to me when I was a young man in college, son, you live in the greatest country in the world. You can do anything you want to do. You can be anything you want to be. The key is to find somebody who will teach you how to do it. The key to becoming successful in real estate is finding somebody who will teach you how to do it. And the currency for the relationship is deals. If you don't know how to find deals, if you're stumbling around trying to figure out how to find deals, that's okay. Take that enthusiasm, take that energy, let somebody teach you how to find deals, and then start bringing those deals to the more experienced investors and start developing those relationships. They will invite you to hang out with them when you bring them deals.
So if I still have to build equity in a relationship and I'm new and I'm thinking, well, geez, you know, Sherman's not going to take me seriously. I'm still struggling to find a deal, but I want Sherman's help. Like, what do I need to do to convince Sherman to have a 15-minute conversation with me every month? Do I need to, like, scrub your toilets? Do I need to walk your dog? Do I need to, like, help you with household chores? Like, is there something else that I can do to get your attention to me?
Bring me a deal.
That's it.
Just bring me a deal. Yeah, and in fact, I'm not even going to let you near my dog. And by the way, if you get near my dog and he doesn't like you, the relationship's over.
Right.
Bruno knows. Bruno knows.
Bruno knows.
But seriously, just get good at bringing deals. And if you know you're not any good, right? We have a sign on the wall of our training academy that says crawl, walk, run, win gold medals.
Yeah.
You're not going to be any good when you first get started. So just get over this. Well, I'll start doing this once I get good. That's not how it works. You learn this real estate business by doing it. We talked about that last time I was on the show. And so the key is bring that energy, bring that enthusiasm, learn how to find deals, and then bring those deals to somebody who can mentor you.
There we go. So with that, we got to go to the power play with my buddy Greg Rand. Sherman, thanks so much for jumping on the air. What's the best way that our folks can get in touch with you?
Oh, simple. They can just simply go to my website, ShermanRagland.com, Sherman, RAGLAND.com, or RealInvestors.com.
Winner. And make sure that you are in Atlanta this September 22nd, 23rd. Go to ThinkRealty.com, register for the event, and we would love to see you and meet you there. All right, stick around. Power Play is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar, your host, and you're listening to The Power Play with my good buddy Greg Rand. Today's show was super fun. I had the opportunity to connect with my good friend Sherman Ragland, who, as you just heard, will be emceeing the Think Realty Atlanta event, which is coming up September 22nd, 23rd in Buckhead at the Westin Buckhead. Awesome location. It's going to be a great crowd. And Greg, you'll be speaking there too, right?
Do we
have any gold nuggets that you want to share with us about your topics of discussion?
Sure. Yeah, we'll give them a little preview. I can't wait for it. I like the Think Realty events a lot. I go to a lot of conferences that are for mainly large Wall Street-backed institutional investors, and they're good guys and gals. I enjoy being with them. But my heart is with the entrepreneurs, and that's who Think Realty attracts, right? So the radio show, the events, the website, all the things you guys do are bringing aspirational investors to the table. And so when I come and you guys give me a slot to share some thoughts, I always try to see if the value I bring can do a combination of things. One, kind of give them the landscape of what's happening in the market that they can fit themselves into, where it isn't just always the same, right? Real estate investing, the marketplace changes all the time. The opportunities open and close all the time. And it's kind of my job to figure out where the opportunities are opening and then when they're going to close so that I can get my clients in and out. And so Atlanta is an awesome place to do this. And I want to, the overarching message that I'm going to bring to that audience of entrepreneurs is this concept that you and I have batted around before, which is this, the consolidation that's taking place in single family real estate. That this is an asset class that is as fragmented as can be, that sandwiched in between commercial real estate, apartment buildings, residential apartment buildings, and home ownership real estate. So single family homes that the people who live in them own them. Right in between those two asset classes is single family rental, which is single family homes that an investor owns and that a tenant lives in. And it's not been developed until just recently. It's been a mom and pop entrepreneurial, I'd call it an entrepreneurial playground, but it's kind of the Wild West. There really haven't been professional services. There haven't been websites dedicated. There have been things like this, a radio show, special events dedicated to teaching people how to do this, but that's all changed. Since 2012, 2011, on the heels of the housing crisis, a lot of new players came in that tried to, that succeeded in building massive national portfolios, 10, 20, 50, 80,000 unit portfolios of single family homes. And in working with them, the industry had to figure out how to master the data, how to analyze the markets, how to find the opportunities, and how to identify, buy, fix, rent out, and then manage thousands and thousands of houses. And so like that gets real complicated, right? Anybody can juggle one ball. Can you juggle three? Then it's juggling. Can you juggle seven? It's a whole different animal. Can you juggle seven lit torches? Right now it's a totally
right.
Or chainsaws,
that's
right?
Right. Like, oh man, chainsaws, that's the worst.
That's the worst. Yeah, you can't make many mistakes.
No, you can't.
So that's the world that I've been in. And so what's happened is the big players have done something that the smaller players have known for generations, which is single family homes are a beautiful investment. They're in demand. They generate income. They get more valuable over time. Every year, pretty much, they get a little bit more valuable and it compounds. And so now, 6, 7 years after the beginning of this trend, there are lots of very, 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 very big players that are entering the space, and all the big players have billions with a B, more dollars to work with to create large portfolios. And what it presents to the attendees at Think Realty events is it creates a food chain. Okay, so picture that graphic you've seen your whole life of a little guppy, and behind that guppy is a bigger fish, but still little. And then a bigger fish, bigger fish, bigger fish, all the way to the other side of the food chain where there's a monster. And the monster's jaws are wide open, and it's eating everything. It's eating the fish in front of it, who's eating the fish in front of it, et cetera, et cetera. In this case, though, getting eaten in the food chain is a good thing, because what you're doing is you're recycling your capital. And there's so much room for everybody in the space to be able to be members of the food chain. For example, you could have a person sitting in the front row at Think Realty Atlanta who is going to buy one house. They're going to buy one house at the courthouse steps. They're going to buy one house in their neighborhood. They're going to fix that house. And by virtue of fixing it, they have added some value. And they're going to sell it to somebody else. And they're going to make some money. They're going to get paid because they added some value. The person who buys it might buy it, rent it out. Now they've turned it into an investment property if the person before them didn't. and they're going to add it to their portfolio of 9 properties. Now they have a portfolio of 10 rentals. And they can then sell it up the food chain to the fish behind them, who has 90 properties. And this is going to put a cherry on top, make it 100 properties. Now they've got a 100-unit portfolio, and they want to keep building that till they have 200, because guess what they're going to do? They're going to sell it to the gal who's up one more level in the food chain, who's got 900 properties, who wants to get to 1,000. And then the big guys are there to buy the 1,000. And everybody along the line, if they fix the property, they add value. If they make it into a rental, they add value. They get paid. If they consolidate it with 10 or 50 or 90 more, they've added more value by creating aggregation benefit, okay? You can give an investor the ability to buy in one closing 100 houses. The big clients like that a lot. Believe me, those are our clients. They love the idea of buying 100 instead of one. And so what happens in a consolidation situation like that is that as long as you have the biggest fish down the end, it creates a current, all right? It creates momentum that other people can swim in, that can create value, recycle their capital. So you put out 100 grand, you scrap and save, and you do a flip or two, and you have 100 grand. You go, you buy a couple of properties, you roll them up, you recycle your capital. Now you have 125. You take that, you buy 125,000 worth, you get a loan, you buy 250 worth of houses, you roll those up. It gives you the velocity of capital, the ability to put it in, get it out, put it back in, get it back out again, grow it as you go, with the knowledge that there's always going to be a bigger fish in front of you, no matter how big you get.
That's right.
Like, I know some of the guys and gals that are the second biggest fish in the food chain. They're huge. They have 5,000 houses. They're going to sell the whole 5,000 to the biggest fish down the end.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned velocity of capital. I also like to think about it as velocity of house, right? The more aggressive we are with the pay down strategy, with debt on our properties, the quicker of the homes that we can buy, right? More house buys, more house faster. So imagine if you had 3 houses, the cash flow from all 3 houses are going to pay down one of those houses. And you just redirect that cash flow so that house number one fully paid off, fully cash flowing. Then you do the same thing with house number two, house number three, house number four. Over a 10 to 12 year period, even if you don't have 250 houses, guess what? That's okay. You'll have 12 to 15 to 16 homes, single family rentals, fully paid off, generating, say, $700, $800 a month in rent, out of which what's a safe expense ratio, Greg, on that? 20%?
Oh, 40%.
Let's say 40%, right? So double that.
You pay a third-party manager. That means you have no responsibility except for owning, collecting the rent. Yeah.
Exactly. So let's take that and multiply that let's call it 50%, right? So $800 a month in rent, 50% of that goes away to expenses. That's $400 a month in rent times 12. You're looking at $4,800 a month in free cash flow. Easy.
That's life-changing.
Life-changing.
It happened before you woke up in the morning. It was coming in. So
that's right.
That leads to the whole overarching conversation, which is what I want people to understand is that there are so many niche approaches, so many different kinds of strategies. People have no idea how creative investing in real estate can be. Too many people think investing in real estate equals buying half price foreclosure and flipping it. That's all they think it is. And they don't realize that things like you just said, like I love the strategy of buying 10 houses, selling the first 5 and paying off the last 5 and being paid off on 5 houses at some point, you know, in 18 or 20 years for just a regular family. These aren't tycoons, right? They're people that are going to work every day. They're doing right by their family. But along the way, they have this side hack of accumulating a portfolio. And back to the original point, the idea that when you have a portfolio, you now know there's a ready exit for that portfolio where you can sell it with the tenants in place to one buyer up the food chain. And that didn't exist a few years ago. Just a few years ago, people didn't have a place to sell that portfolio. So that's a big improvement.
That's right. And that's why OwnAmerica.com is created. So that works out really well. And you're connecting institutional with the guy or the gal that's building that portfolio. All right, so here's what you got to do. Go to thinkrealty.com, register for the Atlanta event, type in the keyword radio, and you'll get 20% off. How cool is that? And then Greg gets to meet you, I get to meet you, and we get to go have a powwow about your investment strategy. How cool is that? All right, we got to go, but don't fret. We're coming back with another show in the next day or two, and by the next day or two, I mean tomorrow, unless you're listening to this on a Friday. Okay, gotta run. Happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
BizTalk Radio,